Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bogey, you also had every now and then it happens, but every 3 or 4 days, a thought pops into your head.
Yeah, well, not too often, but when it does, it really hits you like a ton of bricks.
You write it down immediately,
But the problem is, sometimes it comes and goes so fast, I can't remember it, you know?
Oh,
so.
No, I have that all the time. I'll think, and like 14 seconds later, I have no idea what I just thought.
I usually get it early in the morning, like when that sounded weird.
doesn't everybody?
I usually get those thoughts early in the morning, like when I first wake up and I'm sipping my cup of coffee and getting ready for the day, you know, reading the daily news, I'll get like all these ideas like, oh man, oh, show's going to be great tonight. I love that topic. I think this is going to be a great question. And everything's firing in my brain and then I don't write it down.
And then it's gone.
And then I get here at 4:30 and you're like, well, what do you want to do? And I'm like, yeah, I got nothing.
I have the same thing.
Yeah. So I was hanging with a friend. Go ahead, make your joke.
You have a friend. Okay,
yep.
Sure.
He was over last night. We wanted to watch Zion versus LeBron.
I watched a little bit of that. The Lakers guy, the little bald white guy, who's losing his hair, Caruso.
Caruso, yeah.
That fast break when he bounced it between his legs back to LeBron for I happened to catch that live. I'm like,
oh yeah,
that's a nice play.
Yeah, no, it was actually a good game. LeBron took over in that second half. Zion, step aside, pal. This is still my league, basically what LeBron said. But my buddy was over. And, you know, you're watching a game. You're having a couple of beers, catching up and all that. And inevitably, the conversation shifts to sports. And you're just talking about whatever, right? So we were talking about Tua, of course. Everyone wants to talk about Tua. And the Lions pick at number 3.
Is that the biggest bar conversation now, Tua? Has it reached this
point? Oh, yeah.
If we drop into a bar,
opinion.
You just sidle up. We'll be the ears to the wind here. And that's what everyone's talking about, Tua. In the Lions.
Yeah, and it's they're not doing that. The Lions would never do that. Or they couldn't. They have Stafford. They don't need a quarterback. Or, you know, I'd love to see a change. You know, I mean, who knows? Maybe this guy's special.
No, it really is.
He's got a hip injury. I'm worried about everyone has an opinion.
There's one other city where it's the point of contention, and is the other big D, Dallas. Oh. They are talking nonstop, from what I understand, about getting rid of Dak and taking Tua. Same
interesting
thing.
Well, you
same
can,
thing.
You can have Stafford in exchange for a first round pick
all
if you'd
right.
like. But so we're chatting about this, and he goes, you know, there is a chance because Joe Burrow has small hands. He could fall to the Lions at 3. No, he didn't say that. But he did present this question to me, and he said, what if the Cincinnati Bengals fall in love with Tua Tagovailoa, and his medicals are perfect, and he throws, and he looks wonderful with his big hands out there, and the Bengals with the first selection in the 2020 NFL draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Tua Tagovailoa, quarterback, Alabama, okay? Number 2 overall. The Redskins entertain, you know, the idea of trading down, but they don't want to move. They want to get their guy. And the Redskins go with Chase Young, who seems to be somebody that they're certainly interested in. And Joe Burrow is sitting there for you at number 3 for the Detroit Lions. Would you want to take Joe Burrow?
I'd want to know
why. Much like you would want to take Tua Tagovailoa.
I'd want to know why he fell to 3. That's what I'd want to know.
Sure, but
he be falling to 3, or would Tua be rocketing to 1?
That's what I think it would be. I think it would be Tua, his skill set, winning. I mean, obviously Burrow won in 1 year at LSU, but kind of a one-hit wonder. Who knows? You know, getting away from Joe Brady if he's going to be something. But if you're a Lions fan out there, okay, and you're dead set on, you know, if Tua's there at three, the Lions need to take him, right? You have that mentality. If the scenario I just talked about with my friend, my one friend, I don't have any other friends, if that came true where it was Joe Burrow sitting there at three, not Tua, would you want the Lions to take him? The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. My immediate reaction and response was, no.
Really? Why?
Yeah.
He's rated higher, supposedly, right?
Well, the small hands are a concern. I mean, let's be honest.
It's coming out how good Tua's medical reports are.
That would help, you know, certainly. But for me, Burrow would be, he would be Stafford all over again in my mind. And that might be really unfair to Joe Burrow.
Just a white guy?
Just your standard white quarterback who's sure got a good arm, but I do worry about what Joe Burrow getting away from Joe Brady, that brilliant offensive system, much like Baker Mayfield getting away from Lincoln Riley. Or
correct.
Think about this, John Beilein doing an unbelievable job with his guys in college, not many of them panning out in the NBA once they get away from him and his teaching and working on it every day. I think Tua is a pro. He's going to be a stud if he's healthy. Joe Burrow, to me, could be a guy who, you know, he got great coaching and was on a great team, performed admirably, but...
Well, but so is Tua.
I don't know that he's... Sure, but I do think that Tua's skill set translates to what the NFL is. He's also done it for an extended period of time.
That's true.
Not just one season.
No, that's true. Phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. It does give me pause because it does seem like there's a more unique quality, maybe higher ceiling to Tua.
Yeah.
Like he does stuff we haven't. When you say, what is he? His deep throwing accuracy, all of it is
sure
off the charts. And Burrow did have one of the great seasons, if not the best for a college quarterback. But he also had unbelievable talent. Well, so did Tua. Well, but Tua didn't get to play the whole season. He might have had just as many numbers as Joe Burrow if he played the whole season. So that does give me pause. And you know what? I bet that would be the Lions' escape route, that they wouldn't have to take Burrow.
And they would trade down.
Yeah, because it's funny. He's almost like guaranteed the number one spot, and yet that quote-unquote guarantee came before anybody knew about Tua's medicals, anybody knew basically anything. Your little scenario...
It's interesting, isn't it?
...is not out of the realm of possibility.
I agree. I actually think... I think it could happen. I really do.
Well, Burrow supposedly is not going to do anything at the combine. I mean, any of the drills, throwing, or whatever. He don't want anybody to see what it's like when he doesn't have guys with 4.4 speed...
This is the scenario, right? A lot of people, a lot of Lions fans are sold on Tua 3. If he's there, Lions got to take him, right? What if Tua goes 1 to the Bengals, Chase Young goes 2 to the Redskins, and Joe Burrow's sitting there at 3? Are you just as sold on Joe Burrow as you are on Tua Tagovailoa, and would you want the Lions to take him at
maybe
number 3?
Maybe.
You're just discriminating against small-handed people. 97-1 the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.